Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's go to baseball, Ephraim, and today was the day that new Hall of Famers were announced, and there was only one. David Ortiz, also known as Big Poppy, made it, and Barry Bonds, Alex Rodriguez, Roger Clemens, Sammy Sosa were left off, and for Bonds and Clemens, it was their last time on the ballot. So they will not get in the Hall of Fame. I mean, would the Veterans Committee put them in? We'll see. But they, it looks like they're not going to be in the Hall of Fame. And here's the odd thing, Ephraim, and then I'll give it to you. David Ortiz did test positive, we think, for a banned substance. Yet he was, like, there was some discrepancy. Some reports were that it was him. Others were that they're not sure it was him, so they can't hold it against him. So he was pretty much absolved of the positive test. And yet Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds and obviously A-Rod are not in, even though they were similar situation to David Ortiz. Let me say quickly this. I think all of them should get in with an asterisk. And I say, and I'm serious, like we always throw out, oh, there's an asterisk. No, I mean a literal asterisk. I'm not talking about a mental asterisk. I'm not talking about but we really know what happened. No, a literal asterisk on their plaque. Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame, all his accolades on his plaque, his face, how great he was, blah, blah, blah. Asterisk. This guy who played during the steroid, what's known as the steroid era, and he was one of the main, you know, characters in it. And we believe there was solid evidence that he took performance-enhancing drugs. And that may have likely contributed to his 700 and however many home runs he ended, 62 or whatever it was that he ended up with. Same thing for A-Rod, same thing for Roger Clemens. Because Ephraim, I don't believe you can tell the story of baseball without those players. Like, Barry Bonds is the, now granted, enhanced by performance enhancing drugs, but Barry Bonds was the greatest baseball player I've ever seen. With the drugs, but still, right? And so I think you need, so tell the story, but tell it in its entirety. Babe Ruth played in a segregated era. Was Josh Gibson as good as Babe Ruth? Maybe better, maybe, but we, you know what? We can't judge by that now at this point. So we have both of them in the Hall of Fame and we just tell the full story. So I think that's how they should do it. Ephraim, what are your thoughts?
First off, like, Barry Bonds was one of the players that saved baseball. When you...
And Sosa.
Right? Sosa, yep, McGuire, Bonds, yep. Mark McGuire. They saved baseball. Baseball was dead. Coming off that lockout, it was 17 people in the stands. Football had taken over. It became wildly more popular. The NBA... was catching on, and baseball was dying. If it were not for the home run races of the 90s, baseball would have just, of course, look, it's America's pastime. It would have been played, but it didn't have a stage. It didn't have a place to be displayed. Networks weren't clamoring to get these games. Am I right or wrong?
No, it's true. Look, baseball is not what it used to be,
right?
In the American imagination.
Everyone knows it. I'm not making this up. So with that in mind and the level that these players played at, in an era where steroids ran rampant through baseball and the penalty – did not match the spoils, right? Because players were getting these huge deals.
Right.
You get guaranteed money. You get caught with steroids. You get suspended, but you keep your money and you come back and you just keep on going.
Right.
So now when it comes to Hall of Fame voting, the guys who saved baseball are now no longer – they're not going to be in the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds was a Hall of Fame player before the steroid allegations and all of that, right? And so the way I see it is there are other players in the Hall of Baseball Hall of Fame right now who use steroids.
Absolutely. So, and they may have voted one in today.
Period. Right? So now.
Well, you said something. Let me expound on that. Because there are stories, they have been written about how steroid use and other performance-enhancing drugs was rampant in the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? People weren't as up on it, and they weren't checking for it like they did later on. But it was being used, but make no mistake about it. And, Ephraim, they used to have bowls of amphetamines. Little tablets in like bowls that players would grab on their way out to the field. They called them greenies and just eat them. That's a banned substance now. Like if you got caught using that, you would be, you know, put on display and suspended. And so that's why I think you put these dudes in and you put an asterisk. Do you like the asterisk idea?
No, just put them in. Right? Because
that's the only thing about that is I do feel like
then you got to go back and
no punishment whatsoever.
But then you got to go back and retrospectively put asterisks by everybody else's name.
There weren't rules back then.
I get it. You know, baseball didn't ban steroids until 91 and they didn't start testing for steroids until 2003.
Right.
That's ridiculous. Right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
But where I wanted to go was to the NFL. And the big story today from the league was that Sean Payton, longtime coach since 2006 of the New Orleans Saints, has stepped down. He had 3 years left on his deal. He stepped down, Ephraim, and the scuttlebutt is that he could end up in Dallas. Not this year, maybe. It doesn't look like this year. But my thought, and we know Sean Payton was there as the quarterback's coach under Bill Parcells in the early 2000s. And Jerry Jones has always felt like he was the one that got away. And he was the great coach that we had, that we let go elsewhere and do his thing. Well, the feeling is they want to bring him back and will bring him back. And I've said this. I defended, no need to fire Mike McCarthy. I get it, he's not perfect, but no need to fire him. But give him one more year, see how it goes. And if it doesn't go as you want or you don't go as far as you expect, then you go ahead and hire Sean Payton. So this could be like a mini retirement. A lot of people are terming it that, 1 year off of Sean Payton, recharge the batteries, and then go to Dallas. What are your thoughts on that scenario?
First of all, I love Sean Payton. He was my coach at San Diego State. He was our quarterback's coach. So I know him well. And that all sounds great. And it just might be what the Dallas Cowboys, what they need. The Dallas Cowboys need. But realistically, I don't think it'll work.
Meaning they won't get him?
No, even if they did get him.
Wow.
But the problem is, I don't know if Sean Payton, at this point of his career, all that he's done, wants to be micromanaged. By Jerry Jones. What has Jerry Jones done to all of the coaches that have been large voices, pushovers,
right,
wanting to do things their own way? What has happened to them in Dallas?
He tries to micromanage them, and they're miserable.
And what happens?
It doesn't work out.
It does not work out. Do you think Sean Payton is going to leave a place where he had complete if you ask 10 people on the street right now, 9 of them wouldn't even know who owned the Saints.
Right, right.
You ask those same 10 people who own the Dallas Cowboys, they'll all be able to tell you. I'll say 9 out of 10 just in case somebody is from a different country and they don't even watch sports. Right? So the reason I'm saying that is because that job may seem like the perfect fit, but I don't know if Jerry Jones is willing. We've seen he's not going to take a back seat.
It doesn't seem like he's willing.
It's not going to happen. So I don't see how this will work, because it'll start off fine, and there'll come a time when he's going to interject himself in situations that Sean Payton is not going to be able to stand for.
And I assume you feel like Sean Payton sitting down with Jerry Jones beforehand and be like, look, there's only one way I take this job. I got to have full control. That won't get it done.
No, that won't get it done.
Because Jerry might agree to that on the surface.
But we know what that is. We know what that is. If he agrees to that, we know. Sean knows what that is. Are you kidding me?
You bring up a good point. You are right on the money, and I've said it all last week, the last 2 weeks, in fact. The problem with the Dallas Cowboys is Jerry Jones and the atmosphere that he creates. And I feel like, Ephraim, the Dallas Cowboys are not so much a football franchise or a football program. They are a soap opera that revolves around football. They are a soap opera set in a football setting. You know how you go to a movie, you see a movie, it's really not about basketball, not really about football.
Yeah.
It's about the love story, mm-hmm, or whatever, but it's just involving football players. That's what the Cowboys are. And the reason they are that is because of Jerry Jones. I feel you. I'm not going to push back on that. Jerry Jones, more than he wants a Super Bowl, and he said, what'd he say? There's nothing on earth he wouldn't do to win a Super Bowl. There's one thing on earth he won't do, and that's cancel your weekly radio show, stop talking outside the locker room or period after every game, and let your football people do the football stuff. That's fair.
Let's just take this year. Jerry Jones got on the radio and told the whole world that his receivers are not running the proper routes. What?
Right. Right.
In what world are we living in right now? Do you think Sean Payton is going to sit by idly while the owner of the team, which is it's his prerogative, it's his right to go on and criticize what's going on the field and in that locker room over every week? He got a weekly show. Got about three or four of them. You think Sean Payton is going to just sit there and just be like, who's signing up for that? I'm being honest.
Nah, look, and some people go wherever the money is.
That's it. Sean Payton made a lot of money, man.
He don't need another dime, I'm sure.
He made a lot of money.
But do you think there's a price? Because obviously, if he wants to come back to coaching, there'll be suitors galore.
Of course, yeah.
A lot of other better situations. Better situations in that the owner might not be all up in your business, all up in the videos, right? But will there be better situations as far as talent? As far as if he could somehow win a Super Bowl in Dallas, can you imagine what the accolades would be for the first time in 26 to 30 years?
I understand that. But let me ask, how does Dallas win the Super Bowl? Like, how? And we say they have talent. But in 2 years, we're saying, not next year, but the year after, if they do get Sean Payton. That's 2 years. That team doesn't look anything like it looks right now.
Dak is gonna be there. What do you think he does with Dak? He's a quarterback, guru.
Just gave him a king's ransom.
What do you think Sean Payton would do with Dak? Would he take Dak to the next level?
Of course.
And that's big.
I think he will.
That's big.
But is CeeDee Lamb still there? We know Ezekiel Elliott won't be there. They can't get him out of there, and
that's fine.
Right? The offensive line. Right? So now you're...
I hear you. But can they replace... I mean, that's true for every team.
Yeah, I understand that.
You replace them with good players?
Well, we've seen that's easier said than done. Okay? It's easy to say, we're just going to replenish the offensive line. We're going to get another running back in here. We're going to do this. We're going to do that.
That's why I'm getting a great coach, though.
Yeah.
That's why.
I get it.
So
man.
That he can make these players better.
Guess who's not going to have any say-so in who they get to?
All right.
Do you think Sean Payton is going to be able to tell Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones – I'm going to do the draft.
I feel you. And it's sad.
That's like if Phil Jackson, and I'm not equating him. I'm just saying like a that caliber. Like if Phil Jackson or Popovich went to an NBA team and the owner was like, no, we got it. Right? Like, we're going to do the draft. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And just constantly in the business of basketball. Right. You brought me in here to do the football stuff. Let me do it.
So you obviously, as do I feel like you agree. You feel like Jerry Jones is the problem. He just created a bad atmosphere. Right.
Okay. He is the problem.
We're in lockstep on that.
We know he's the problem.
Let me ask you this. Because there are those that feel like they need to get rid of Mike McCarthy. Do you think they should this year or keep him?
Well, what's the option? Right? I mean,
I'm with you. I keep him. I mean, you could go after Brian Daboll and some of these other guys.
I mean, right now, especially if you do have aspirations on getting Sean Payton, not this year, next year, in 2023, then, I mean, you run it back. My whole thing is we just watched the Dallas Cowboys botched 14 seconds on the clock. We just watched Patrick Mahomes.
Did you put that on McCarthy?
Yes. We just watched Patrick Mahomes with 13 seconds left on the clock drive 60 yards and tie a game.
And here's the thing. And this is the sugar coat or the silver lining, I should say, for the Cowboys. Andy Reid used to have problems with clock management too. And I don't know, do they have a clock management guy who's in his ear or what? But the key to that drive, from that 13-second drive, if we can call it that, was that they had three timeouts.
Yep.
They only needed two. But, you know, there's no way it happens without that.
You're right.
No way.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
And Bill Ryder, who is the lead NBA guy for CBS, Ephraim, he wrote a column today ranking the five people that are most to blame for this Lakers debacle. And he has LeBron James number one. Frank Vogel not on the list, but LeBron James is number one. Your thoughts?
Well, this is the team he wanted. We know that. We know what happens with the LeBron James team. He has the ultimate voice. They wanted Westbrook. He wanted Westbrook. They got Westbrook. Now, after that, if wanting him is the ultimate blame, okay. But after that, I blame Westbrook. I blame Westbrook because of his own comments, his own approach to the game. Now, no one is taking anything away from Russell Westbrook when it comes to his ability to score, his ability to rebound, get assists, triple doubles, all of those things. All right, we get it. We're good. When I watch Russell Westbrook play, to me, I see a starting point guard with the lowest basketball IQ of all starting point guards in the NBA. And the reason I say that is because what is the ultimate goal of a point guard? What is the ultimate stat they're measured by? Assist to turnover ratio, right? Can you distribute the ball, create shots for your teammates more than you turn the ball over? So when a point guard makes a statement like, I don't care if I turn the ball over.
Right.
I don't care if I'm not shooting well. Like, to me, that bothers me because those are the things you should care about.
Well, and I don't know if you've heard me say this, Ephraim. Russell Westbrook, and we know he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Of course.
And I say he's going to be an icon, like legend. Like, decades from now, people will talk about this guy. The only way that doesn't happen is if the triple-double becomes commonplace. Like, not commonplace, but Luka does it a couple seasons. Jokic does it a couple seasons. Somebody that's not in the league yet comes in, does it a little bit for a whole season. That's how Westbrook's legacy would be downgraded. But right now, he's going to go down. Decades from now, people are going to be talking about, there was this dude, Westbrook, for four seasons averaged a triple-double. Now, it's hard to win with him. And I put him in, he's an extreme version of these two guys, but I think he's similar to Pistol Pete Maravich and Allen Iverson. Super duper star, icon, legend, fun to watch, all that, but style of play that's hard to win with. And I know people don't want to think that about AI, but you know, a guy, low percentage shooter, mm-hmm. Volume shooter, dominates the ball. The only way he won was when Larry Brown, the great coach, built a team, built it specifically for Allen Iverson. And it was smart. Grinders, spot-up shooters, rebounders, defenders, guys who don't care if Iverson has the ball 20 seconds of the shot clock. If he passes it to him, they're going to be ready. And that's what Westbrook is similar. But I agree with what you said. But I think a guy that's being, I don't blame LeBron because Rob Pelinka has the final say.
Yeah, he does.
LeBron can flex his muscle all he wants. Guess what, LeBron? You locked up. And here's the thing, and I get it. LeBron is LeBron, and he is the man, he is the face of the league, all that. So he's going to have influence. But Ephraim, you still are the GM, and where's LeBron? Ain't leaving.
Right.
That was the thing. It's like he's under contract for a few more years, so you got that. And then he doesn't want to move from LA. He moved to the Lakers when they weren't a contender, when they had Lonzo and Kyle Kuzma and Brandon Ingram and all these guys and weren't anywhere near a championship. So it was more than just basketball for him. He doesn't want to leave LA. So you got to buckle down like Pat Riley did in Miami and say, I hear you, boat, because Riley used to call him the boat, the best of all time. I hear you, boat, but if you're going to win, it's going to be with Eric Spoelstra as coach. If you're going to win, it's going to be this way. And they won two. That was the best run of LeBron James' career as far as winning.
I need Russell Westbrook to understand the flow of a basketball game. You can't.
Well, it's too late for that.
I understand. But this is what I'm talking about.
When you know.
I know. But that's what I expect. So when a player refuses, of his talent, refuses to even understand that, like, hey, I'm shooting 20% from the three-point line. We fought back from 10 down. We're down by 1 point. And you shoot a three-pointer that airballs. That's a problem.
He was feeling it, though.
That's a problem, though. You're shooting 2 for 10 from the three. That is what I mean by basketball
IQ. Right. Don't He's look not off, a smart decision.
Don't look off LeBron James at the high post to shoot a low percentage three. That's the problem.
You're absolutely right. But I'm going to throw one other guy at you who's getting a pass. How about Anthony Davis?
Oh, he don't get no pass. Bambi legs? Oh, no.
All right.
There's no pass for me. Come on, bro. You got to buck up now. Come on. Let's go.
This was supposed to be your team
year.
Last year was supposed to be your year.
Bro.
This was supposed to be your team by now. And stop getting hurt. I get you can't control injuries.
Wet bread,
but he
man.
Gets the little nagging injuries. You know, the little.
Fingernail, six months out.
Yeah. Come on, man. Come on, AD. But now he's top 75. Right. Obviously, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He got his ring. You can't hold that against. Like, I don't know if he's motivated anymore.
Let's see if he can turn this season around.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.